Richard Stromberg singt der Müller und der Bach. Wenn er hart dies from love and from grief, the flowers, the whole nature grieves with this heart. And the lilies weep, and the moon disappears behind the clouds, so that the people don't see that the moon is weeping. And the angels cover their eyes and sing and weep with the person. That is what the Müller boy says. And the Brook answers, but love is eternal, and there will grow three roses on your grave, red and white, and the angels will come down from heaven and will cut their wings so that you can see that there are people on earth which are good and which is it worthwhile to live. And the boy answers, my dear Brook, you mean it so well, you want to console me, but I know that for me only death is my solution, and I want to rest on the bottom of your water. Now, but when you say, doch weißt du wie, doch Bächlein weißt du wie Liebe tut, that you should sing with the greatest emotion you are able to give. Ich war, ach Bächlein, liebes Bächlein, du meinst es so gut, doch Bächlein, Aber weißt du, wie Liebe tut? It should be very pianissimo and really already half in another world. It is too awake. One doesn't quite believe you that on the end of this song you will glide into that, into death. It is too awake, I would say. It should be like under a veil. From there on, when you say, ach, Bächlein, liebes Bächlein, du meinst es so gut. This has to go almost in a whisper. Ich war da unten, die kühle Ruhe. Ach, Bächlein, liebes Bächlein. Zu singen und zu. One scarcely should hear that ending. Because you slide, nicht wahr? You can imagine this boy sits at the bank, nicht wahr? And in saying that, he slides down into the water and dies. It is too vague, too realistic what you do. But it was now much better than this. Do it from there once more, yeah? Must feel this is the last word which he says. Singen zu. Ending. Ach, the very last sentence. Ach, Bächlein, liebes Bächlein.